Point at the man from Nazareth, and you have satisfied any inquiry the analytical philosopher can ask. Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. They may choose not to believe it, but they cannot say that we do not have reality to our object of worship. He is there, and he is the living Word made flesh. It is very important in the Gospel of John to see the role of the Word of God. You cannot touch the Father, you cannot see the Father, you cannot hear the Father, but you can see, you can hear, and you can touch the living Word, Jesus Christ. They touched him literally, heard him, and saw him literally. You and I see him with the eye of faith. And that's why Jesus said in John chapter 20, to Thomas, who doubted his resurrection, because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We believe not having seen. We see with the eye of faith. Christ said we are more blessed than the disciples in the upper room. They had to see it to believe it. We believe it not having seen it, because we have faith, the substance of what is hoped for, the assurance of what cannot be seen. John chapter 1 also tells us something about the Word in relationship to us. In him was life, verse 4. And this is the point that I want to underscore this morning. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness does not understand it. Jesus Christ is not only the light of the world, he has made us, by our regeneration, the light of the world. You are the light of the world. The city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. I want you to look very closely at John 1, verse 4. In him was life. And then also at the Gospel of John, chapter 5, because there is an interesting parallel here. The Lord Jesus Christ said that as the Father has life in himself, John 5, 26, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. I want you to notice there's a contrast here. Here, in John 5:26, the Father gave the Son the right to have life in himself. But in the beginning, before the Word of God came into the world and became the Son, in the womb of the Virgin, before time began, the Word of God was life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Why was life in the Son from eternity? Because in the beginning he was. He was face to face with God. He was God. God is life. And Jesus Christ laid aside his right to act as God when he entered the world as a man. His Father and the Holy Spirit taught him, instructed him, and worked through him as a man. That's why he said, I by my own self can do nothing. It is the Father in me. He is doing the works. He emptied himself, Philippians 2, took upon himself the form of a slave, and was found in fashion as a man, humbling himself even to the death of the cross. Now, here is an important distinction. If you get nothing this morning but this, you will have a great biblical truth. In time and space, Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Son of Man. You are my Son. Today have I begotten you. Hebrews chapter 1. Christ came into the world. The eternal Word of God became flesh. And the moment that he became flesh, he was designated by the Father, you are my Son. Today I have begotten you. The Word became flesh. Now, look just a little bit further here, and you'll see what I mean. In John chapter 1, verse 18, where the Scripture says, John 1, 18, no one has ever seen God. God, the only begotten one, the only Son, the unique one, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. Verse 17, the law was given through Moses. It was only partial truth. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate manifestation, the ultimate revelation of the invisible God. And to make it personal so you can't possibly miss it, in Him is life. Now, whoever has the Son has life. And whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. It's as clear as that. Christ is the life of God in human flesh. And if we receive Him as our Savior, to us He gives the right to become the sons of God, even to them who are believing in His name. We are not begotten by the will of the flesh. We are not begotten by the desires of men. We are begotten by God through His Spirit. God, the only begotten one, Jesus Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father, is the one who has brought us into truth by grace and has reconciled us to His Father by the sacrifice of the cross. The law was given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, this one important point. Notice it carefully. No one has ever seen God at any time. But God, the only begotten one, who is in the Father's bosom, He has made Him known. You ought to circle that word known there in your Bible, because it's an old Greek word and it means to lead out, to bring forth. What did Jesus Christ do when He entered the world as a man? He led forth into the world of time and space the invisible and unknown Father. He made Him known to us as the Father could never be known before. No one has ever seen God at any time, but Jesus Christ, who is in the bosom of the Father, He led Him forth into the world. And that's why Jesus could say in John 14, "Have I been with you such a long time, Philip, and yet thou hast not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father." You know, some Christians often say, "When I die, am I just going to see the Lord Jesus, or will I see the Father, and will I see the Holy Spirit?" The answer is in Matthew chapter 5. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And God is the Father, God is the Son, God is the Holy Spirit. We will enter His presence one day, and we shall see Him as He is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And some Christians say, "Well, you know, I know the Lord Jesus, but I have a feeling I don't really know God the Father." Don't be deceived. Whoever knows the Son knows the Father already. Don't worry about facing the Father at the judgment seat. You don't have to. John chapter 5. "The Father loves the Son and has committed all judgment into His hands, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father." It's a joy to know that when we enter the presence of the Lord Jesus, we shall see Him as He is. We shall know as we are known. And we can begin that knowledge here in time and space, because the law, though it was given by Moses, was incomplete. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Not just endless existence. Satan has endless existence. Demons have endless existence. Unregenerate men have endless existence. But the Christian has eternal life, fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God. This is life eternal. To know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. In Him was life. This morning, the best news in the world for the Christian. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. Our Father, we thank Thee for the life that is ours through the living Word of God, Jesus Christ. For the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It is Christ who pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We worship Thee and praise Thee and thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for Thy salvation and for Thy grace. Bless us now as we wait upon thee and exalt thy name in our lives. In your name we ask it. Amen.